Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper, and fandom old.
Hello, sailors. First of all, hey, I'm not dead. I apologize profusely for totally dropping the ball on this episode. The last part of 2020 just really, really kicked my ass. So I'm just really glad that this dumpster fire of a year is over. I'm sure many of you feel the same. I hope you had relaxing holidays, if you celebrated them, and will have a great 2021. I'll get into it more at the end of the episode, but this will be the last interview, at least for the foreseeable future. So it's great that we're wrapping with the fun chat with the lovely Savannah about Spot and Race from the musical Newsies. Before we get to it, though, let me just remind you that this podcast is zero judgment, 100% squee. I created it to hear fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fanworks might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest nominated the next fan to talk about their OTP, one true pairing, i.e. the ship they love the most, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews. 40, to be exact. Het, i.e. straight couples, slash, meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters or real people. The only limit was the imagination. The ship that we focus on in each episode is always clearly stated in the title. So if you think that a ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip the episode. It's also quite likely that there'll be spoilers. So in the immortal words of River Song,
spoilers.
I'd only seen the movie, but I really loved it. So I had a lot of fun talking to Savannah about her two favorite newsies, Spot Conlon and Anthony Racetrack Higgins. And in Best Shipping Cast tradition, we ended up also talking about other fandom things, like the wonders of AO3 and my own personal Wattpad woes, as well as same-sex ships becoming canon. I left it pretty much unedited, both because I finally wanted to share it, but also because it was very enjoyable as a whole. So let's jump right in. Hi, Savannah.
Hello.
Thanks so much for joining me today.
And thank you for having me.
I'm very much looking forward to talking to you.
Thank you.
But before we go to the fandom shipping part, why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh God.
Just as much or as little as you want to.
Okay. So my name is Savannah. I live in Canada. I don't know what else to say about myself. I don't want to disclose too much info.
No, you don't have to. So how do you know the person who nominated you?
Shania and I are actually friends. We met in an improv class at our university.
Oh.
And I think we've known each other for about 4 years now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's quite a long time.
Yeah.
And that did you, so you discovered, so you got, you met and then you discovered that you're both into fandom or?
Not right off the bat, but I kind of found out, she likes Lord of the Rings, and she's kind of, into the nerdy culture fandom stuff, if you will. More so than some of my other friends, so.
So you bonded.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what is your fandom history?
I kind of fandom hop. I find that, my personality tends to be kind of addictive. So, if I like something, I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to kind of think of my mind as a stovetop, I have different burners. Mm-hmm. So I'll have two obsessions kind of on the front burner, and then I'll just swap them out once in a while for stuff that's on the back burner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying a lot of different fandoms, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so when you're shipping, how do you, is it an OTP or do you multi-ship or? How do you take?
I would say I'm open to pretty much any ships,
mm-hmm.
but some just seem more interesting than others. Like I know, I find that for me in particular, I tend to like the slash couples for male homosexual couples more so than like heterosexual couples. And there's been odd times where I like the OT3s.
Yes. Because sometimes there's just, that's the best solution for a stupid love triangle.
Yeah.
If they just, like, they, you know, people have two hands.
Yep.
So is it like when you said that you're kind of fandom hop? Today we're talking about a fandom that's not really all that new. Is that something you do often? Like go back a bit?
Fandom hopping.
Yeah, like when you're with your current like favorite fandom. I mean, you picked Newsies, which I
Yeah,
know
I
as
would
a
say, sorry, finish what you were saying.
At just Newsies, which I just, I mean, which has been around for a long time.
Yeah. So with Newsies, I kind of got into that back when Disney Plus came out here, and I had never seen the movie before, and so I decided to watch it, and then I also saw that there was the musical on Disney Plus, so I watched that too, and I really liked it, and both in the movie and the musical, my favorite characters were Spot and Race. And then I kind of started entering deeper into the fandom and found out that was one of like the top three ships.
So it was for you, it was re it's relatively like new. It wasn't as if you didn't grow up with watching Lisa.
No, I did
No.
not. I tend to be like late on a lot of things. Like I hop on the bandwagon long after everybody has hopped off of it.
Well, I mean I guess that's the nice thing with like channels like Disney Plus or if Netflix puts something a bit older into their lineup
Yeah.
that new people get to discover it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so talking Newsies, for people who haven't seen the movie or the musical, can you maybe tell us a little bit about it?
So it is about, it's based loosely off of like true events of the 1899 Newsboys, not a revolution. Was it a revolution? But they got rights for, hold on a second. Why are you opening the door? Sorry, my dog. But yeah, so it's about the 1899 Newsboys Revolution where they got rights for children workers. And I don't remember what happens in both the movie and the musical, there's songs and dances. And there is a bit of a difference in comparison to like who the main female lead is in the movie versus the musical. But a lot of people, they would say they ship Jack and David together because although it's not explicitly stated in the movie, people are like, yes, there is chemistry there. You see it on screen. But with the characters of like Spot and Race, they don't actually have much screen interaction with one another. And I think they have no interaction in the musical. But whatever, you know.
So that's a ship that's based on like fanon more than canon.
Mostly fanon.
And who are they?
So Race is kind of like Jack's second in command, and he's a Manhattan boy, and Spot is from Brooklyn, and he is the leader of the Brooklyn boys, and he's called the King of Brooklyn. And they're both paper boys. I would say like I don't know if they're Manhattan and Brooklyn are like opposing, but each borough kind of has their own thing going on, but they all kind of band together in the end, you know.
Yeah, in a rousing musical number.
Yeah.
So what made you like jump on the bandwagon for these two then?
Well, again, like they were my favorite characters in both the movie and the musical. And just in terms of the actors that play them, I also like their actors as well. So there was that. But then also when I started reading some fan fiction and stuff, I liked how people gave like characterized their personalities. And I'm like, oh yeah, I can kind of see them being a thing because they seem sort of like a yin and yang couple. I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's nice, you know, when you go on AO3 and you're like, oh, I wonder if people have written something, and then you actually find stuff.
Yeah.
It's not always the case, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's been the times where I go to look at something, I'm like, oh, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm like, why? I cannot possibly be the only person who wants them to be
Yeah.
together. It's like, yeah. Yeah, I have done that sometimes. I was the first and only person to write like a particular pairing on AO3. It always feels a bit strange.
Oh yeah, but I think I've done that before where what was it? I think I wrote something for the 100 and it was a four-way between Bellamy, Murphy, Clark, and everyone's like that's
So sorry, I didn't understand the last bit.
yeah, in terms of like adding being like the only person to put a story on for something for weird ships or the rare pairs. I've done that for a couple different fandoms, I think. Like I did one for the fandom in the 100 and also the Umbrella Academy as well.
Yeah, so you mentioned that they don't actually, Spot and Race don't actually have that much or no interaction
Yeah.
in canon. So maybe you can give us like some example of like individual moments that made them their favorite, your favorite characters.
Okay. So with Race, he's just very sarcastic and kind of like sassy. And also he has they each have their classic like New Yorker accent, which I really like. And they each their own in like how they prefer like if you prefer the musical version to the movie version of how the character looks. I think I personally prefer the also the movie version of Spot. But they're both kind of like on the shorter side, but I don't mind that. And with Spot, his overall aesthetic in terms of like clothes and all that, I really like that. And he has this cane that he carries around. It's like I don't know what you would call it other than like a pimp cane. It's just I don't know. I'm like I want that. But then there's also one moment where Spot comes in to sort of save the day and help them fight off. I don't know what you call them, like the antagonist, the adults, the newspaper company. I don't know what they were, but comes to fight them off, and he's like, "Never fear, Brooklyn is here." Then also in the musical, he gets his own song, which I really like, and his color is red, and then Manhattan is blue, and I'm like, those are two of my favorite colors, so.
It all came together nicely.
Yeah.
And so do you like generally speaking prefer the musical or the movie?
I mean, they each have their pros and cons, you know? But I think in terms of the music, I prefer the musical. But in terms of the characters, I probably prefer the movie.
I guess they have a bit more, they go a bit more into like the characters.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like with the musical, they do a bit more characterization with the main characters, like Jack, David, and Catherine. But with the movie, I find that they give more character to all of the characters. They all have a bit of characterization to them. Whereas in the musical, they really kind of almost deleted Spot's part. He had maybe three lines in the whole thing, and you don't see him until Act Two. So I was disappointed in that. The entire time I was watching it, I'm like, where is Spot?
I should really it's been so long since I watched either I've watched the movie a
Either of
couple
them,
of
yeah.
times, and I think I've seen the musical once, and it's been a long time. I should watch them again.
Okay.
I should watch them
Trip
again.
down memory lane, yeah.
Yes, I remember. I really liked the music.
Yeah, the music is really good. And the dancing in the musical, like, oh my gosh, I wish I could jump that high and do the splits at the same time.
Yeah, there's some really good good stuff going on there. And talking about the fandom, is it still pretty active, or?
From what I've seen, it's moderately active.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of depends on like what sort of internet, what part of the internet you turn to.
Yeah.
Because I know if you go on Tumblr, they tend to be pretty active.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've seen, anyways. And also, if you've ever heard of Amino Apps.
Yes, Yeah,
if you go there, they have their own little community.
Ah, okay.
And they tend to be pretty active in there, too.
I didn't even know that Amino Apps also has like Western fandoms.
They have it for like very generalized stuff like movies and TV shows. But if you're looking for like one particular movie or one particular TV show, if you search it in the search bar there, you can probably find it.
Okay. Well, they're not very nice if you're not locked in. The site isn't very user-friendly.
Yeah.
If you're not locked in.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Pinterest.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So that's why I've never really... sometimes I get like search results on Amino Apps and I'm like, oh, great, awesome. All that content that I can't see.
Yeah, I think it depends on like if the person that created it has like a block on it because they want you to be a real person and not a robot or something.
Okay. But yeah, so what type of content is being created mostly?
Compared to other fandoms that I've seen, like in terms of fan fiction, the content that is created for Newsies seems very pure most of the time, like very clean,
mm-hmm.
I would say, compared to other things. Because a lot of other fandoms, they have very strange stuff going on there sometimes.
So, like, not a lot of smut, then?
I mean, like, there is smut, but you don't see, like, all those weird kinks and stuff in there. I mean, like, once, like, maybe once in a while, yes, but yeah. Not very often.
Right now, I'm like being flooded with kinky stuff because so many people are doing Kinktober. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, Kinktober, Wombtober.
Yeah, which is when you have
that time of the year.
Especially careful what fix you open.
Yeah. And I read all the tags.
Yeah, exactly. Read all the tags because it can literally be anything. But yeah, I guess the fan base when if it's on Disney Plus might skew a bit younger.
Yeah, I would say it does skew a bit younger. From what I saw in Amino Apps is that it tends to be mostly high schoolers that are there or very young university students.
I mean, it's nice that, you know, like that something that's been around for, when did the movie come out? Like,
I think the movie came out in 1995.
I'm so good. I said 25 years ago. Ha!
Yeah. It's been a very long time.
Well, you know, you just have to imagine how young Christian Bale is.
Yeah, the entire movie I saw that. I missed seeing his name on the opening credits. The entire movie, I was like, I've seen him before. Where have I seen him?
Where have you seen this baby boy?
Yeah, and he looks really good at his age, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, why couldn't you be 17 when I was 17?
Well, I mean, you know, the good thing is that it's been captured on film, so, you know, for posterity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely some nice eye candy. I mean, now it would be weird for me.
Yeah, I find that a lot of the actors in there were pretty good looking. I'm like, why couldn't you be my age then? Or, like, when I was 15, why couldn't you be 15? But surprisingly, and I thought this was kind of shocking when I first read this, but the actor that played Race in the movie, Max Casella, he was 24 when they made it. I was like, what? I'm like, he looks maybe 15 at most.
I guess that's why he got the role, because he's supposed to be a teenager. Wow.
Yeah, he definitely had like a very baby face, if you will.
Yeah, there are some people like that. I mean, not that the opposite seems to stop casting people in the US. It's like so many high school movies and TV shows.
Yeah, they're high schoolers or like 30 or whatever.
Yeah, I will never forget watching the first episodes of Riverdale and all the shirtless scenes with KJ Apa and everything. And I'm like, you know, if you were really 15, this would be very creepy. But luckily, you don't look like any 15-year-old that I've ever seen.
Yeah, you don't see many 15-year-olds that are, like, really ripped and hairless, right?
No, it's because of, they still have to kind of have some growing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I was just like, you know, they were objectifying him so much. And I was like, God, if you were really 15, that would be so wrong.
Yeah, it would be.
I mean, he was still pretty young, but, you know, at least he was, of age.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. So the fan fiction and the fan art, if there's any, that's being created, is it like, you said it's one that Spot and Race is one of the most popular ships?
Yeah, from what I've seen, I would say it's maybe like third most common. I think the most common one I've seen is probably Jack and David, or Javid as it's called. And then maybe Jack and Catherine as the second most common.
Mm-hmm.
And but a lot of fan art I've seen for Sprays, it's actually, again, like quite wholesome. Like they're not doing anything dirty. Like maybe they'll be like holding each other, but they have their clothes on.
Well, you know, you've got all the nice period clothing, so that's I imagine that's quite fun to draw.
Yeah, I find that there's been some like really good pictures I've seen of like just portraits of certain characters, and I'm like, man, I wish I could draw like that. I can't draw people to save my life though.
Yeah, I can't draw anything to save my life. It's like my nephew asked me the other day, can you draw me a toilet? Because he was drawing the Titanic.
Okay.
And the Titanic needed a toilet. And I was like, oh my God, the things you're asking me to do.
You could just draw a little chair and then put a handle on it. It's like, there you go.
That's pretty much what I did. Yeah, I think I disappointed him a little bit. But, you know.
Oh.
I told him, well.
I'm sure he'll get over it.
And now draw a shower. I'm like, no. It's your Titanic. You draw a shower. But, yeah.
Oh,
I can't draw at all. You know, but, you know. That's, not everyone has to be able to do everything.
Well, yeah, I find that, since I can't really draw, I'm like, let's write instead, because I'm good at that.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I've also dabbled in vidding and gifing. It's like...
Yeah. Well, yeah. I had a class for that. I never got that. I was really bad at that, putting things into gifts.
Ah, yeah. I don't know, I'm not, like, really good, but I figure, you know, if you have a good quote to use, that's half the battle won.
That's a good quote.
Yeah, because, like, you know, people are like, you know, people will be like, oh, yeah, that's a really great, it totally fits them and everything, and then they don't care so much that maybe you're, it's a tiny little bit grainy, or...
Yeah.
Because I've never figured out, although I've followed like instructions and stuff, my gifts never turn out so crisp and clear. I don't know why. Hmm. Oh well.
Maybe it has to do with computer. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean I'm my computer is 10 years old. I'm getting a new one.
The dinosaur.
Yes, yes. My MacBook Pro. It's 9 3/4, and it's not going to make it to 10. I had to
buy
a new one. So, yeah. So, no more Photoshop for me anyway.
Okay.
If
you get a new one, you could probably use Photoshop, right?
Yeah, but then I would have to get a new copy of Photoshop and money. Yeah. Expensive. Because I had, you know, like a really, really old version of Photoshop, that's not going to work on the new computer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, that was like when we got a new computer and we needed a new version of Microsoft Office.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like we have all the old stuff somewhere on the computer, but you try and open it up, it doesn't work properly.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway. Yeah, so you said most of the content that's been created is kind of wholesome. Is there like favorite like tropes that people use? Like, is it mostly canon?
Just in terms of fan art, or
just generally, is it mostly like canon based or a lot of AUs?
I've seen a lot of like, there's kind of like a mix of like canon based, or they have like modern era.
Mm.
I have seen a lot of soulmate AUs as well.
Okay.
And there was one AU that I think that I listed as one of my recs. Have you ever seen the movie Kimi no Nawa?
No.
It's a really good movie, and it's an AU of that. And
okay.
I can't really explain the movie because then I'd be here all day. But it's a really good movie. I would suggest seeing it if you can find it somewhere.
Well, then you should definitely send me like the name, because so I can look for it, because I can.
Okay. I can do that for you.
Great. Great. Because I you know, the way you pronounce it, I'm not sure I would look for it correctly. So.
It's a Japanese film. So. Yeah. Well, Japanese anime film.
That's what I figured. Oh, it's an anime. Yeah, no, then I wouldn't have seen it. I've seen like maybe,
no.
I've seen maybe a handful of animes in my life.
Okay.
I don't know. There's just something about the style of drawing. They all look like babies.
Yeah, like even if they're supposed to be like 30, I'm like, where's your beard?
Yeah, well, or then they have beards and I'm like, but that does not look right either.
Yeah.
It's like I'm completely, you know, obsessed with The Untamed, but I can't really make myself watch the Donghua or, you know, like the, it's like, because it's like they look like babies, and now they have the chibi series, which is even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's adorable.
They've been doing that a lot to cartoons and stuff too, where they've just been changing the animation style. Like, they ruined Teen Titans with their chibi style, and they've ruined Powerpuff Girls with their new animation style, and just like, stop doing that. They ruined Looney Tunes too.
Oh no.
I just happened to have it on like the Teletoon channel, and I was watching this show just because I was confused. I'm like, what show is this? And the only reason I found out it was Looney Tunes because of the pig character. And I'm like, is that Porky Pig? If you've seen the movie like Chicken Little, you know the pig Runt, he's just like a big circular blob. That is their new version of Porky Pig.
Oh no.
And I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. No, I just have, yeah, I just think it's just kind of, it's kind of incongruous, you know, to watch, like, you're supposed to be, like, emotionally invested, and it's really, you know, like, the storylines might be really serious and intense, and then there are these little tiny people with the huge eyes, and I'm an all-round and babyish, and I'm like, I cannot take you seriously, I'm really sorry. That's my problem with a lot of anime. I'm like, you know, it's supposed to be really thrilling and everything, and all I can think of is, go back to school, you're babies!
It's like, yeah, I find that for some anime it's like that, but I think it depends, like, if you want, like, if you watch darker stuff, then they don't do that as often.
Yeah.
But if you watch stuff that's supposed to be, like, a comedy or something, then yeah, there's chibis and cuteness all over the place. Yeah.
And I guess, you know, I also tried, you know, like reading I never know how to pronounce it. Waoi? Yaoi?
Yaoi?
Yaoi? Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I always try, you know, I tried because I like Slash so much, you know, I figured, you know, yay, you know, there's a whole literature, you know, all about boys falling in love. Yay. I can't because it makes me feel weird. It's like, because they look so young, you know?
I know. There was actually, I forget the name of it, but I kind of stumbled across it when I was searching things on YouTube, and it was like it was like kind of incestuous because they were like step siblings or like
Oh, that's
adoptive
very
siblings.
popular. Yeah.
And then but then the guy was like 18 or whatever, and then his brother was like 13, and I'm like, no.
Okay, I mean, yeah, I mean that's just weird, like even if they look their age.
Yeah.
But so like, you know, when there's like a really sexual and they're both adults and everything, and I'm like, but they look as if they're 15, and I'm like, I can't. This is
Yeah.
just me
This is
personally.
weird.
And it's such a pity because there's being so much also fan created content, you know? A lot is in this in that style, and I'm always like I feel a bit guilty because I can't really enjoy it because you know there's so much good stuff being created and it's just not for me. But yeah, but news is but like real like you know like live action stuff, it's a bit different because I mean I was that age when the movie came out, so for me
Okay.
it's not all you know I like. You know, if I watched it now, I would probably also be all about the wholesome and the cute, and because they're so young.
Yeah.
But you know, because I was that age, I guess I can kind of get into the shipping stuff and everything. It's not so weird for me
Yeah,
that they're
definitely.
like half my age these days, because they weren't half my age when I watched it for the first time.
They weren't?
No.
No.
No,
I
because
think I think the movie came out 2 years before I was born, so.
yeah, no, I was that age when the movie came out.
Oh, wow.
I was in 95, I was 14. Yep.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, my peers. It's like when I watch Buffy and it's like she's exactly my age.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, she's exactly my age. Her birthday is 2 weeks after mine in the
Oh,
same
wow.
year. So that was pretty cool when you saw her gravestone and it had January 15th, I think. It's exactly which would be or 16th or something. So it's pretty much 10 days after mine, 1981. I'm like, yes,
Oh,
I feel so connected to
wow.
her. So that was cool. You know, I watched it when it first came out. I'm old. It was, yeah.
That's
Anyway,
okay.
sorry. Yeah. So you already mentioned that you write fanfic, right?
Oh, yes, I do,
Yeah.
among other things.
Did you do anything for Newsies?
Yes, I've done several things for Newsies. I think I have a series out on AO3, and it's just like little one shots, and most of it is written for Sprace. And I've put them in a university setting, and I made Race Epileptic and Spot Narcoleptic.
Oh, cool. It's like, so you had to do lots of research.
A little bit with the epileptic portion, just because I'm not epileptic, but I am narcoleptic, so.
Oh, okay. It's always good if you can draw on your own experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, like representation in fic is always pretty cool. I find it always very interesting, you know, like if you read a fic and you can tell that the writer and it has like maybe an unusual take on something or you know like an AU of an in which is interesting in some way and you're like, oh, I can tell that this writer knows exactly what they're talking about. It's like
Yeah, I've read some of those like that. A lot of the times with Newsies in particular, I find that they will apply like ADHD or the autism spectrum to certain characters, and you can tell like if this person maybe actually experiences that just because it seems like very genuine, I guess, from how I read it.
It's like when I was like when I firmly headcanon a character as Ace, I'm like, yes, you're mine and I'm not giving you up. Well, although then you what often happens is that my tendency to want to write smut goes into
Oh.
it, so they end up being demisexual instead of ace. Well, you know, still works.
And I find that with smut, like, I try to write smut, and then I'm like, this is very intimate. I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't be watching this or writing it, because I'm like, it's intimate.
Yeah, well, you know, as someone who's not interested in that sort of, in actual intimacy in real life, that is the only kind of intimacy that I actually enjoy, is the fictional kind. So, you know, that's why I'm quite often drawn towards more the adult. Although I've written, I mean, most of my fic, I've checked at some point, and most of my fic is teen, like, not,
okay.
It's not a, but not actually, but because I don't know, you want to explore the characters, and quite often you can do that very well without actually having to write another sex scene.
Yeah.
Because I like reading it, but writing it can be a bit of a difficult if you've never actually done it. Anyway, so so you've written mostly canon based, the one with the, like, for example, the one with the epilepsy and the narcolepsy, is that canon based or modern day?
That's more fanon based, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not shown with as either character of having those problems.
Yeah,
but
I mean, like, sorry. Is it like a set in the, like, the setting of the?
No, it's set in modern day.
Ah, okay, so it's AU anyway.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I think, like, if you take, like, a trait that's not explicitly mentioned, but they don't say that it's not the case, you can totally write like a canon based fic and just have, like, I mean, I've written fic with, like, where a character was trans, or, you know, it's like, or like I said, where a character is asexual, just because, I mean, they never say that they're not.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things I found kind of surprising is the director of the movie Newsies, Kenny Ortega.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone commented on one of his posts for transgender race, and his response was, like, a little punchy face. He's like, right on, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of confirmed that, yeah, race is transgender.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I guess.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Although it's, I mean, I guess it's it would have been cooler if it had been, like, actually
in the movie.
Yeah, because otherwise it's like word of God, but, you know.
Yeah.
that can be good, but it also can be just kind of like, why didn't you bother actually putting representation in the movie?
Right.
So, you know, I'm always thinking of, like, Harry Potter and Dumbledore. It's like, yeah. It's always nice to say afterwards, oh yeah, he's gay. You know, what?
Like, well, why didn't you show that earlier?
Yeah, you had so many books, so many words.
Yeah, and then even when I remember reading that series and seeing the movies, I'm like, he seems kind of gay. Is he gay? I don't know. Because it was never confirmed.
It's never confirmed, yeah. Yeah. So I overthink that, like, the author saying something afterwards sometimes is a bit of a, like, the easy way out to get, like, brownie points without actually offending anyone, you know? You get the points for, you know, for being, like, pro-LGBT. Without actually offending the more conservative Disney viewers.
Yeah, I find that, like, with Disney, they try to, I don't know, I feel like lately they've tried to be more inclusive in terms of, like, race and gender and all mm-hmm. that. But even then, it's not as, like, as good as I'd want it to be, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just, you know, like, how, you know, the way that they kind of, you know, applauded themselves for the lesbian couple in the Star Wars movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know that it was going to happen, you would have told, you know, it would have, it was like, blink and you miss it. It was like,
yeah.
It's like, that's not, I mean, I guess it's better than nothing, but we have 2020, you know? And it was,
okay.
Yeah, and I felt, you know, like, we have the year 2020. It should not be such a big deal.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, especially because it to me it felt as if they made, you know, like it, that it's, oh look, we did it, but it's really easy for, if you don't want to see it, you can just cut it out. It's really, you don't actually lose anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, like for certain markets.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But I did not know that, the thing about trans race. So that's cool. Oh. So is there a lot of fan works that use that?
I've seen a good amount of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes they'll flip it around and they'll make Spot the transgender one.
Okay. Yeah.
Or sometimes, or I don't know if I've seen a one where they're both transgender. I don't think I've seen one like that.
Well, I guess in especially like in that time, it would have been.
Yeah, in the time period, it would have been very discouraged.
Yeah, and they wouldn't have necessarily had the words for it either. Like.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, there were lots of. I wonder, is there also fic where race is like not trans but just like a girl cross-dressing?
I think so. Sorry, I'm sure it's out there.
I just popped into my head. Like,
I'm sure there is. I know I've seen stuff where people have put like their OC as female but they're cross-dressing.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen it for a particular character where they're cross-dressing. That's a good story idea right there.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, with all the restrictions being put on girls and women, and it's like, you know, if you really have to earn money.
Yeah.
I guess, you know.
No, I think maybe I have seen that for one of the characters in the movies. I think it was for, who was it for? I think it was for, no, it was in the musical.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was for Elmer. No, yes. Yeah, I think it was for Elmer. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
so I'd be wrong.
I've been watching a documentary about Victorian slum in London.
Okay.
And so it was just like, you know, how hard it was to like make money and survive, and
yeah, whatever you gotta do, right?
Yep. Yeah, and I guess, you know, you would make better money as a paperboy than, like, I don't know, selling matches.
Yeah, or working in a factory, or was a wash. What do you call them? The people, the women that wash the clothing.
Yeah.
Is there a term for that?
Well, washerwomen? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Which is, oh, that must have been brutal.
Ugh. Yeah, it looked brutal. Just from how movies portrayed, I'm like, it looks brutal.
Yeah. Every time I watch one of those documentaries, I'm like, I would have been so dead. It's like,
yeah.
I would have probably died, like, in infancy or something. Oh, yeah, anyway, yeah, so is there anything else that you want to share about Newsies and about Spot and Race?
I don't know. My brain's still not fully functioning yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry with the time difference, it was not.
That's okay. I mean, like, what time is it there right now, like 6:30
where I am?
Yeah.
No, it's 8.
Okay, that's even later.
Yeah, we have quite a big time difference between us. It's not the worst that I've ever had to deal with. The worst was like 11 hours.
Oh my goodness. That is a very big time difference.
Yeah, yeah. And the problem is that I'm really not a night owl, though, which, you know, kind of my hours where I can function are kind of restricted. But yeah, so far we've always made it work somehow.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, so actually, you know, I just really want to watch the musical again, I think. Because I remember that even less than I remember the movie. Because I've only seen it once. Yeah, so I'm definitely going to have to do that.
Yeah, you should.
And yeah, so maybe we should move on to the recommendations.
Sure.
Yeah, because then I know what I can read after I've watched the musical.
So, do you want me to give you a list right now, or?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have Do you have like favorite fics?
Just a second. I'm pulling up a list.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
No worries.
Come on, computer. Come on, high speed, right?
Yeah, these days it's always like you're used to things, they're supposed to happen quickly. And if they don't, yeah.
Yeah, this is my high speed internet. Very not high speed.
Not high speed.
Where is it? From hither.
I've got the list that you sent me, like the well,
Yes, I know that list is very short. I'm trying to, there was other ones I wanted to add, but I don't know where they went to. I can find Newsy's ships, but they're not for spot and race. But yeah, those two that I recommended there are really good in my opinion. Those are the first one, Lines, is probably one of the first that I've read for that pairing, and I really liked it. And the second one that I have there, the was it the, not the Fault in Our Stars?
Written in the stars.
Yeah, that one. That one's the one that's based off of the movie Kimi no Na wa, and just think their characterization of the characters is really good. And also the author on AO3 is a God's Humble Clown. They have a lot of stuff written for Newsies, and a lot of their works are, I think they kind of dabble in like a lot of the different ships, but they have sort of a series that's focused around spot, but you do see eventual spot and race. And I just like their stories in general, so anything by them is really good.
And are those stories like AUs or canon
I find a
based?
lot of them are kind of AUs. Moment. Oh, computer does not like me.
Oh, yeah. I must say I'm looking forward to my new computer.
This is my new computer.
It's your new computer. Oh no. Oh
Yeah, from what I'm seeing here, a lot of their stuff is mostly AUs, like mod, and it's set in modern day for
no.
the ones I'm looking at right now. But they have like a whole series where Spot is like a foster child, and he ends up going to live with Denton and David and Sarah and Les. It's very adorable.
And the
And they
other
also have one. They have one here that's what is it? The like race is a very famous person, and Spot is a stunt double, and they end up becoming a thing. I haven't read all of that one yet, though.
And that's also by God's Humble Clown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good when you have like this author where you can kind of rely on the quality.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that when you can just like constantly go back to them and you're like, "Oh, this is awesome."
I love it. I also love it when you're like you read some things from an author, you're like, oh, very good. What else have they written in this fandom? And then you discover
Yeah.
that they've written in other fandoms that you also like. And
Yeah.
it's like, yes, this is the best day ever.
Yeah, I like that too. I find that like with fan fiction in particular, it's just like it's a hit or miss sometimes, because like some of the stuff you find on there, they're like, I'm just like, this is really bad. It's like in terms of like there's no grammar. I'm kind of iffy about that. I'm just like, there's no capitals and there's no periods and there's no paragraphing.
I must admit if there's no paragraphing, then I'm noping out. It's just like,
Yeah.
which is so weird because in books there's no paragraphing, and I read books.
Yeah, same. I think it has to do with like, I don't know, you just see it on a screen and you're like, oh, that looks like too much to read.
I try not to hold like grammar too much against people
Yeah.
because I'm also not a native speaker. And I mean, it took me years until someone finally taught me that in English that you don't that you that there's a period with
Oh, really?
the
That's
spoken word.
funny.
Seriously, I've been writing fic for like 10 years until someone finally taught me. I was like, now
That's okay. You'll learn from your mistakes, right?
why didn't anyone tell me that I use the German version, which is the What's it called in English? The two dots?
That go over the O or the A or whatever.
No. Just like...
The colon. That
no,
one?
It, no, no, colon? Is it a colon? I don't know. I honestly do not know what that's, what it's called in...
Like that?
It's, yes, that one. Is that a colon?
Yeah, that's the colon.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that one. That one. I always use that one because that's what we do in German. You know, we say,
okay.
He says,
yeah,
colon, blah, blah, huh. blah. And it, seriously, I pride
that's
myself.
That's interesting. On 3 years of German, I never learned that.
Yeah. No, I pride myself on good English grammar as well. I mean, I guess maybe especially because it's not my native language, I learned it, you know, like, more carefully maybe than mm-hmm. than people who already think that they already know English. So yeah, so that was very embarrassing.
I would probably be embarrassed too if that happened to me, but you know,
years and years and years, and I had beta readers. Not one of them pointed it out to me.
That's strange. Maybe they thought your laptop or whatever was doing something weird. Because I know with, I think there was one laptop I had that I don't know why it had it in the French setting. Mm. So, like, when I would type on one key, I'd get a different.
Yeah.
Like, so, I know, because, like, it had it in blue and then it had it in red. If you had it on French, it was the one in red. If it had it in English, it was on the one on blue. And I couldn't switch it to English, no matter how hard I tried. So, I'm like... I'm trying to put this, but this keeps coming out.
Yeah, then you suddenly had, like, the E accent aigu since.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, because with a Swiss keyboard, we also have that. We have the German, like, the umlaut, and we mm-hmm. also have the French with the accent aigu, mm-hmm. the accent grave. And so that happens as well sometimes. But yeah, anyway, so have you, do you have any more recommendations? Maybe some, like, fan art or something?
Well, I don't really, like, follow artists too much mm-hmm. on, like, Instagram or Tumblr or anything like that. But, I mean, if you just go search Sprace fan art, I'm sure mm-hmm. you will find an abundance of it.
Yeah.
No problem. Like I said, it's mostly wholesome stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, I don't know, in terms of fan art, like, for me, I'm just like, oh, I wish I could draw like that. So any fan art, in my opinion, is really good.
Yeah, that is true. I'm also very easily impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, which is why, when, you know, I guess it's like, you know, with fanfic, some people think it's like, oh, wow, your story is so good. I'm like, oh, my God. I was so embarrassed that it's only like 3,000 words. Like, yeah,
I've had that where you've gotten like the odd comment and it's like a mile long and I'm like, oh no, I'm like, they either really hated it or they really loved it. Like, I've gotten that before, just like I look in my email and I'm like, there's a comment and then it's just big long paragraph. I'm like, yeah. I'm like okay, they really liked it or they really hated it, and then I end up reading, I'm like, oh good, they liked it.
They liked it. Yeah, luckily most people seem to not bother leaving nasty comments. I mean,
most people.
I know it does happen, but
I've come across the odd person. There was one person that kept like, I had a multi-chapter, then like every time I put up a new chapter, they would be like, remove this tag from your story. I don't like seeing this in my search box or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm like, well, why don't you just scroll over it.
Yep, you know this fic by now. Just
yeah.
Just skip
just scroll
it.
Scroll past. Or yeah. I had and this was back like when I first started writing fan fiction.
Mm.
There was one person that commented on how like the relationship was unethical, and they were saying, like, I was disgusting and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
And I'm pretty sure, and they were, like, under guests, so you can't, you don't know who they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it was the same person that kept commenting these mean things. And I think about, like, 2 years later, there was someone that commented in to me on these comments, and they're like, whatever they're saying is a bunch of BS. They're like, your story's really good. Everyone else on here is just saying great things about it. So
yeah,
they don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, it can be really discouraging. And I just don't understand it. I mean, that's why I tag stuff, is so that people who don't like something, you know, I know not everything is for everyone. I mean, I know it. I don't like stuff. There's things that I most definitely will not open.
That, and it's fiction. So it's fictional, meaning it's not real.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, when I first wrote that story, I think I was, like, 14. Oh, so, no. I mean, like, yeah, and I was just like, yeah, I don't know anything about being a psychiatrist because I'm not one. But after being in university and, like, taking a class in ethics and all that, I'm like, yeah, I know how ethics work. And even before that, I'm like, yeah, I know it's unethical, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, seriously, that's half the... I mean, that's the thing with fiction, you know? We get to explore whatever we like because we are not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if people can, you know, I don't know, press the back button, it's like, yeah. Don't.
Yeah, I always like that saying of like, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's always been my motto. I mean, that's also why, you know, like on Tumblr, you can blacklist tags that you don't want to see. It's like, yeah. And on AO3, you can filter them out. They have they made it really easy now.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
I like that, being able to filter out stuff or filter in things or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Quite often for me is like I will filter out maybe, you know, like because it's been my experience that sometimes like the canon ship will be actually the main ship.
Yeah.
And the one that I would actually want to read about is like minor, really minor. And I'm like,
you're like, okay, this is nice, but I'm not looking for that.
Yeah. So I just filter out the canon ship and then it will only show me fic that's actually, you know, just tagged with the ship that I really want.
Yeah.
So that's, that's something.
Yeah, I do that a lot for rare pairs because it's so hard to find them, right? Because they're a rare pair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I've actually sometimes, when I was writing like a not so common ship and I mentioned there was also one of the big ones in the fandom in the fic, then I actually didn't put them into the main relationship tag. I put it into additional tags just so people, if they didn't want anything with the like with the canon ship, they could skip my story. But but it wouldn't, you know. But it, you know, but people who really wanted the minor ship knew that that was the main one. This thing is about them. But yeah, so yeah, I cannot never say enough about how much I appreciate AO3's tagging system.
Yeah, it's really good. And I was actually reading a bit about AO3. I did not know that it was primarily made by females.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yep. Yeah, Astolat & Company, they did it. I was there when it happened. It was...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been in the translation team, volunteer, since 2008.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. No, I was there when the whole, when LiveJournal got bought up by the Russians.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, yeah. I was there when fanfiction.net had its first purge of all adult content.
Really?
But yeah, when I started posting on fanfiction.net, okay, it was shortly after I started posting, but I started posting when it was still okay to post real person fic, post adult fic, and then they deleted all of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's why people moved to LiveJournal in droves, pretty much.
And then everybody moved to AO3 afterwards.
And then everyone moved to AO3, you know? Genau. I'm sorry, sometimes that just slips out. It's so weird. That one German just pops out. Exactly, yeah. Exactly, AO3. Oh, our safe haven.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't hear people say anything bad about AO3. They don't know how good that we have it these days.
Yeah, I would say AO3 is probably one of the better sites compared to others. Like, I've seen some people, like, compare, like, Wattpad to AO3, and I'm like,
oh, wow, Wattpad? Have you ever tried finding something on Wattpad?
Oh, there's been the odd time where I've read something on Wattpad, and I'm like, no. I'm like, this isn't very good. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And there's, like, no proper, like, search system. And, because, like,
I don't know how their search system works.
Yeah.
Just kind of, like, it gives you all this stuff, and I'm like, okay, thank you, but I don't want to read any of that.
Yep. Yeah, I know, because a lot of, like, the BL stuff, like, from all my Asian Boys Love shows, a lot of that is on Wattpad, but I I've read, like, a couple of fan translations of, like, the novels
okay.
on Wattpad, so I read them there. But that's only because I got the link from somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Because otherwise, you know, I literally could not find it. I put in the exact title of that novel, and it would not give me the novel. I'm like, why do you suck so much, Wattpad?
That would be very frustrating.
Yeah. So, yeah, if something is on Wattpad, it's pretty much lost to me, I'm afraid. I don't know how people cope. And then there's the fact that you can't download stuff from there. You're stuck on their stupid website. Because something that I really appreciate on AO3 is the ability to download with one click.
Okay. Download the website or to download a certain...
Yeah. A fig. Yeah, you know,
I know my phone keeps asking me to download the app, and I'm like, no.
Wattpad app or what?
Or both Wattpad and AO3. Like, if I go to Google and search up AO3 or Wattpad or whatever, it's like, download the app. And I'm like,
AO3,
no.
AO3 doesn't have an app.
I thought they did. I don't know. It tells me to get the app for it.
No, they only have a mobile website, which is really easily.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's but there's no official AO3 app, and they don't intend to create one either.
Okay, because maybe that's what I was referring to then.
Yeah. No, yeah, but there's definitely sites like that. It's like, also, I deleted Instagram off my phone. And now when I follow a link to Instagram, it's always like, don't you want to open this link in Instagram app? Like, no. No. Facebook? No.
Oh, yeah, Facebook. I don't have Facebook. And it's like, open Facebook. I'm like, I don't have that.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, no other option to open it. So I'm like, well, can't view it then.
Yep, I deleted Facebook off my phone. Yeah. Because it got creepy, the thing with the app, with the ads. Just, like, got really creepy. Yeah. Like, you know, Facebook listens to you on your phone. It's like,
does it?
Yeah. You can tell from the ads. We tested it. I didn't have Facebook open or anything. We put my phone on the table, and then we talked about heavy metal, which is not a topic that I ever talk about because I don't
like heavy metal, the music, or heavy metal.
No, heavy metal, the music, because you know, because I was sure that I had never talked about heavy metal in when I had my phone. So we talked just like, I don't know, a few minutes, and then I opened Facebook, and ta-da, suddenly I had ads for heavy metal concerts in my area, and heavy metal t-shirts, and heavy metal this and heavy metal that, and I was like, this is creepy. Delete.
That is very creepy.
Seriously, yeah. And I asked a friend.
Isn't that sort of similar to how, like, depending on, like, what you search on the internet, it pertains to what kind of ads you see?
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah. Yeah, I opt out and I don't use Google.
At least that's from stuff you've been searching and not from what you've been talking about.
Yeah. It's like that. It's why I would never, ever get, like, Alexa or something in my house.
Yeah, I was telling my friend about that the other day, about don't get Alexa, and even like how I didn't want Alexa, because she had an Alexa in her brother's place or something, and I'm just like, yeah, that's creepy. They can listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if you ask certain questions, it won't answer.
Yep, I have.
They're hiding something.
Yeah, the other day I checked that because I have a really, really, really old Chromecast.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pre-Alexa. And now most of the Chromecasts seem to come with, like, Alexa. And I'm like, oh no, so my Chromecast better not break. Any, and not Alexa. What's the Google? Hello, Google, of course, not.
The Google Home or whatever?
Yeah, that one. It's always with Google something. And I'm like, yeah, my Chromecast might better not break anytime soon because I don't want an Alexa. I don't want Fire. I don't want a Roku. I don't want any of that shit that listens to me.
Yeah.
I just want to put my screen onto my TV. Thank you very much. It's sometimes really, I don't know. I don't use Google anymore because it just creeped me out. It's like, yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah. DuckDuckGo is my search engine of choice.
DuckDuckGo?
Yeah, it's a privacy-oriented search engine.
Very similar to DuckDuckGoose.
I don't know, what's DuckDuckGoose?
It's a game where like people sit in a circle and you have one person that goes around tapping people on the head and you go duck, 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 and then one person goes goose, and then that person gets up and they chase each other around the circle and the person that tagged them tries to get back to the spot they were sitting in.
Oh, we have that game. I can't remember right now what it's called. Okay, I don't know where the name DuckDuckGo comes from. But might be.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, possible. But yeah, anyway, we've gotten a long way away from from
New. Yeah, we've gotten very off topic.
That's the problem, because right now it's just a topic that's, you know, quite near and dear to my heart right now, because I had to look into what kind of laptop and stuff I want to get and things. So
yeah.
So it's it's been quite it's been on my mind a lot. But yeah, okay. You recommended those two fix that you recommended. The one is based on that movie that you mentioned.
Yes. So Written in the Stars is based off of the movie Kimi no Na wa. Mm-hmm. And then Lines is a Soulmate AU.
Ah.
That, like I said, that was one of the first ones I mm-hmm. remember reading for that pairing.
Mm-hmm. Soulmate AUs. That's always a nice trope.
Yeah, I've seen some really nice ones. Or I've seen even one where they have multiple soulmates.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, and like how that they choose to, like, it was like a tattoo that appears when you meet them or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one I read, I forget what pairing it was for, but they had two soulmates and they always thought they never had any soulmates because they couldn't see their soulmate marks because it was on their back.
Oh.
And it was like the way it was like wings and then for one of them and then a key or something for the other. And the way the author described it, I'm like, whoa, I'm like, that seems very vivid.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was good. I would say that's probably one of my favorite AUs is the soulmate AU.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems very, very popular. It's funny because I tend to prefer like friends to lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Where soulmate AUs, I think soulmate AUs are especially interesting if they're not friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or they just don't know the person.
Yeah, or they don't know the person. Yeah, but I guess, you know, I think they're way more common if they're not friends. To start with. So,
yeah.
I mean, I've read, of course, you know, I've been a fan of many, many, many soulmate AUs. but a lot of the times my main OTPs don't have all that many.
Okay.
I mean, like, in comparison to what I see in some other fandom or with other ships.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. And I mean, with one of my particular favorite ships, with Jalek, of course, it's the thing is that they're soulmates by choice, which is even better in my book.
Yeah, from Shadowhunters.
Yeah, Yeah, because they're canonically soulmates, but they're soulmates because they chose to be.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, really special, I think. And, you know, and I personally, of course, you know, I interpret that in a romantic way, but it's meant to be in a platonic way. Platonic in the classical sense of the word, in that, you know, the platonic ideal with souls that fit together.
Yeah, just because you're soulmates doesn't mean it has to be romantic, right?
No, not at all. That's something. I mean, sometimes I, you know, like people will be like, you know, you don't always have to make everything romantic. You know, it's nice to see men just being friends. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but we've had men just being friends. We've always had men just being friends. It's like that. That's like the basis of most of the big slash ships.
Yeah,
is men just being friends in canon?
Yeah, and then everybody's like, no, we have to make them a couple.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, we have that in canon. You know, it's like, so why shouldn't we be allowed to, you know, queer it in, like, in our, in fanfic stuff? Like, you know, just think of, like, the big ones, like Sherlock Holmes and John Watson, or Kirk and Spock, or, I don't know, Starsky and Hutch, or, you know, it's like really old school ones. They were all men who, in canon, went through the fire together. You know, it's like,
they're like for brothers. Each other,
you know, they were each other's most important relationship.
Person,
and they were platonic. They were not romantic. So, you know, we've always had that. So, I don't know. So, I don't get quite understand it if people are like, you know, why do you always have to make everything sexual? It's because in canon we have a lot of beautiful platonic relationships. So, just let us have, you know, like our fan fiction. It's been quite a recent development, I think, that there's even an expectation that same-sex ships, especially, have any chance of being canon at all.
Trying to think of shows that have canon gay couples, I find there's been more, like, I've seen it more commonly with male gay couples, but not so much with females. But recently, I think it was with the show Ratched and the show Cursed. If you have Netflix,
I've seen gift sets of Ratched on my Tumblr dash. Cursed
is kind of loosely based around the story of, like, King Arthur and his knights and all that.
Okay. Oh, is it that with Nimue as the main character?
And I think then there's Nimue's friend, who's Arthur's sister Morgana, who is in love with a nun named Celia.
They have a lesbian couple.
Yeah.
And I see,
and
I
again,
also,
like, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I saw a gift set I think it's one of the DC shows, Black Lightning or something.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen that, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, I just saw, apparently they got engaged. Spoilers.
Okay.
Whoever they are. They got engaged.
Well, that's very nice.
It looked like a very sweet scene in the gift set that I saw. It's so funny, you know, when you see these, you know, you have people, you know, like fandoms that you have no idea what they're about, but they keep popping up on your Tumblr dash.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah.
I'm just like, what is this? It looks interesting.
It looks cute. Yep.
Yeah, I get those sometimes. I'm just like, what is this from?
Yep. It's so, I've got a friend of mine who started reblogging my Untamed gifts because she thought they were so pretty.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. I don't think she ever, you know, she has any interest in actually watching the show. But she just she's just like, oh, he's so pretty. She thinks that Wei Wuxian does. He's so pretty. Like, yeah, he is. He's very pretty.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
The whole show is extremely pretty. So you can't really blame people. for being like, yeah, nice. I don't know what it is, but it looks pretty. But yeah, so I know, I guess we've kind of talked, we talked out about Newsies, considering that we've talked about all sorts of other...
Yeah, we've topic hopped.
Yeah, we've totally topic hopped, which, yeah, it's fair enough. But at least this means that this episode will come in at, like, a deep length, maybe, if I cut some of the detours.
Yeah,
because the last
detours out.
Yeah, because the last couple episodes, they were so long. Like, I keep thinking, I used to have the goal that an episode should be about an hour, and the past has been like two. It's too long.
Yeah, that is a little bit long.
Yeah, but they were so fun, and I thought really interesting, and surprisingly on topic. Because,
well, that's good.
Yeah, because, you know,
it's good if they're on topic.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Steve Rogers and Peggy Carter, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, so, yeah, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem.
And,
I enjoyed it.
Remember to give me the name of that movie. And if you have any more figure recommendations, then I can put them in the show notes for people to see.
Sure.
And great. And where can people find you?
Well, I'm on Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
I forget my handle name. Hold on. It's like Raven Writing.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a mouthful. And I am on YouTube, but I don't have very many videos on there. And
so you're vidding as well?
Mm-hmm.
So you're vidding?
It's kind of different to fan fiction and whatnot. It's more so of, well, with that channel in particular, I don't know what I'm doing yet with it, so it's kind of on hiatus.
Okay.
And you can find me on AO3.org under the name Dendragon14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And yeah, thank you again.
No problem. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
And I hope you have a really lovely rest of the weekend.
You too. Okay. Have a good night.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea.
This wraps up the 40th episode of the Shipping Podcast, and the podcast as a whole, at least for the foreseeable future. As always, you can find Savannah's recs and links in the show notes on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandomish.net. Thanks for sticking with me, my dears, whether it was for one or all 40 episodes, plus four specials. It's been a bit over 2 years since I started this endeavor, and I had an amazing time talking to all my guests about their OTPs and fandom in general. It just proved my opinion that everything is fascinating when someone is passionate about it, something I hope you felt as well. However, I have decided that at this point, the attempt to keep up at least a semblance of a posting schedule is making this more stressful than fun for me. Therefore, I'm putting the podcast on an indefinite hiatus. I'm not saying that I'll never return to it or start some different fandom-related project, but for now, I have to do this for my own mental health. I'm afraid what I like to call my depression brain isn't compatible with the stressors and uncertainties of this pandemic. All episodes will remain available, hopefully indefinitely, on anchor.fm/shippingcast, and at least until my paid account runs out next December, also on soundcloud.com/shippingcast. The Patreon has been suspended for the past 2 months already, and I'll shut it down once this episode is posted. Thanks so much to my loyal patrons. I've really, really appreciated your support. I'll also make the last special episode about my favorite boys love shows publicly available in the regular podcast feed, so everything is in one place. So my non-Patreon listeners have that to look forward to still. You can also continue to contact me via shippingcast@fandomish.net or Twitter as shipping_cast or on Tumblr as shippingcast. as well as on my personal social media. I'm Shirazade, spelled Shirasade, and you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, YouTube, Pillowfort, Dreamwidth, the Mastodon server, fandom.inc, and on shirazade.net, although I'm mostly active on the first three. Should someone want to leave me a tip or something, there's always PayPal on the webmistress at shirazade.net or ko-fi.com/shirazade. The podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. Thanks so much for listening. Please stay safe, stay healthy, and let fandom help you stay sane. And above all, remember, you are the captain of your ship.
God, this is hard. I don't want to go. someone take the microphone away from me. Wait, that has to be me, isn't it?